pueblo de Honduras Salvador Allende!
15,000 Chileans weaved through the streets of Santiago today, holding photos of their dead and disappeared, and singing songs of their long struggle to obtain justice. 31 years ago today, General Augusto Pinochet seized power in a bloody coup. During his 17-year rule, more than 3,000 people died or disappeared. Next Tuesday, Pinochet is scheduled to be interrogated by a Supreme Court-appointed judge, a day most families of the victims never thought they'd see. Elena Gaspinto came to urge the court on. She comes every year to remember her father. We march for the right to justice, she tells me, and we seek revenge. This year's march began at Chile's presidential palace, La Moneda, and ended at the city's general cemetery. But this day of mourning ended in violent clashes there as activists pelted rocks at police. Police responded with tear gas, water guns, and batons. 25 people were arrested and 2 police officers injured. For CBC News, this is Jen Ross in Santiago, Chile.